Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, in what iconic venue in Madrid will the next Concert of Three Cultures be held next month? The first week in February was declared World Interfaith Harmony Week by the United Nations in 2010 and first celebrated in 2011. ARCO Forum is an organization whose mission is to promote peace and understanding among different cultures, ethnicities, religions, and races. Since 2014, they've organized a series of concerts and events with the participation of nearly a dozen other organizations, including Centro Sefarad Israel, the Betel Masorti Jewish Community, the Jewish Community of Madrid, several Catholic parishes, Foro Abraham, and UNESCO in Getafe, Madrid. The concerts include performances by groups representing Christian, Muslim, and Jewish cultures, and have been held in a number of cities throughout Spain. The theme of World Interfaith Harmony Week this year was Sustainable Development Through Interfaith Harmony. The concert that was held in Madrid included music of Sephardic, Christian, and Muslim origin, played by five musicians on traditional instruments, accompanied by a singer. After the concert, Tamir Naziri, the president of ARCO Forum, told us about some of the activities that they've organized in different cities in Spain. Then we spoke with members of two of the organizations that have supported these activities, Pablo Delgado, a member of the Buen Suceso Catholic Parish, and Eli Stauffenmacher of the Betel Masorti Jewish Community. Finally, Diego López, one of the musicians who participated, told us about his own musical experience and the other members of the group. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Tamir.
It's my pleasure.
This is the sixth annual concert that's been organized as part of World Interfaith Harmony Week, and which ARCO Forum has participated in for years and organized for years. Could you tell us a little bit about this week?
Well, every year we try to organize this on this week, which is declared by the United Nations General Assembly in 2010. And from 2011, all the nations, all the societies, all the NGOs, all the people are invited to do some activities in order to promote the culture of peace, the culture of encounter, and the coexistence and all the values that we really want to be present in this society, in our world of today, right? So since then, not 2011, the first concert started in 2014, we wanted to also contribute with this project, the new project, and then now it's the sixth edition, into this World Interfaith Harmony Week, being, I suppose, I've investigated a little bit, being the first organization here in Spain doing such work.
What is the theme of it this year?
Well, the theme is the sustainable development through interfaith harmony is declared by the United Nations. Again, you can see all the themes declared before on their official website, which is worldinterfaithharmonyweek.com. And so you can also see all the activities that have been done, organized from 2011. 9 years by many, many organizations all around the world. And there are many good inspirations for all the people to reproduce and to organize them again in their places, locally, you mean.
What other organizations are involved?
Every year we try to invite different organizations. Like, since the beginning of this project, well, yeah, I represent Casa Turca and ARCO Forum, right? So these two organizations are present every time, organizing it. And then we have another sponsors, partners, who really, I really appreciate their help, their contribution to this project, like Foro Abraham, Centro Sefarad Israel, Comunidad Masorti Betel. There are three different churches, like San Germán de Constantinopla, Parroquia Buen Suceso, de Nuestra Señora del Buen Suceso o Parroquia Virgen La Milagrosa. I may forget some, well, UNESCO, of course, the Centro UNESCO, Getafe Madrid, which is here in Madrid, and they've been our partner for about 4 years. And so we try and we want, yeah, today, to, this year we had the collaboration of the Jewish community of Madrid, Comunidad Judía de Madrid, in our concert too. So that's, you can see their logo there, right? We want all the people, really, and all the organizations be present, especially those who represent determined culture, right? Like Jewish culture or Muslim culture or Christian culture. So the people who see the announcement, they see the cultural encounter on the publicizing in our announcement. So the project wants to bring all the people from different backgrounds together. And so not only the people who come and listen to the different songs, but also they want and they are really happy to see that mixture of cultures in everywhere, in our website, in our announcements, in our repertoire, in our, you know, in the people who attend. So all the message, everything.
Aside from the concert, what other activities have been organized here in Madrid?
Here in Madrid, I'm also a member of For Abraham. So with For Abraham, we want to, next week we are going to organize like what we name Fogones Interreligiosos, where people from different religious backgrounds come together and cook some food, and then all of them come together and share it. And also, of course, all the people who we invite want, will be also heterogeneous, obviously. And so there would be a good moment of sharing the food, the moment of, the happiness and the sharing the wisdom that every religious people have behind, right?
I think the whole idea of breaking bread together is something pretty universal, no, for friendship.
Yeah, of course. You said you can see that in different dinner programs, like, you know, like Cena de Navidad y Hanukkah, mm-hmm. Christmas and Hanukkah dinner, and that we organize too, and people from different backgrounds come and also share there, or in the dinner of Ramadan dinners, and whatever. So basically, our organization is like thinking and of different activities that could bring diverse people together. So that's what we do.
Are there activities also in other cities in Spain?
Yeah, of course. Our partner, Casa Turca de Barcelona, has organized today, on the same time that we were celebrating here the concert, they were also celebrating the round table about what is the role of the different traditions, religious traditions, in the secular society. So they had three different people from Jewish, Muslim, and Christian backgrounds, and talking about this issue. And also after that roundtable, they had the participative workshop where the people, the participants could also dance the traditional Jewish and Christian dances.
Can you tell us a little bit about this concert itself, who participated and what kind of music they played and how you decided on it?
Yeah, our idea was trying to show or to the people here in Madrid of different backgrounds again, the traditions, the mysticism, the spirituality, if you wish, the religious message, if you wish, of different here monotheistic religions, and having a wonderful time listening to their music, right? So that's why we try to select, let's say, and prepare the repertoire that is really not only like folkloric, that we have also some pieces that are really only folkloric, but most of them are like spiritual, and they have too many, many history behind, you know? So that's why our musicians explain again and again, what does this song mean, where it was developed, especially the songs of Sephardic Jews are really interesting. They like the songs and the letters that they used to sing here in Spain, and they took it to Morocco, they took it to Thessalonica, to Ottoman Empire, and nowadays Turkey and the Balkans, and then you see the modification and the change that it has had, and they explain that part, right? So the Muslim one, again, you have different types, and the Christian ones are really, really different. And also, we want to bring the spirit of ecumenism to the concerts again, because you know that inside the Christianity you have different types of music, different types of, let's say, styles, and so we try to bring all of them. In the Muslim community, you have, again, it's really heterogeneous. The Jewish one, we had both Sephardic music and also Ashkenazi music, which were developed in Europe in the last three, four centuries, right?
Over these 6 years that you've been doing this, how have the concerts been received? Have you gotten any feedback, and has it changed over the years?
Yeah. Well, the first concert was really modest one, like small group, one group and one concert. And the next year we organized it five in different cities, not only Madrid, and we in Getafe and Alde de Torres and Alcalá de Henares. In Madrid we organized it three that year. Next year we also organized it three or four, I can't remember. Like almost we have organized 15 concerts probably in like seven different cities of Spain. In Barcelona we organize every year too. And so the people now, I think they are waiting every year the first week or the second week of February to participate in this concert. So I think it has had some fame, you see, the positive fame, and the people are waiting for it. And so this is a good. And we also, last year, we presented for the World Interfaith Harmony Week prize, all the documents of the concerts for 5 years approximately. And so I had to ask just many people, many organizations who have been participating for about these 6 years to give some references, some testimonies. So you can see all of them in our official website, which is www.conciertodeculturas.com or .es. You can see all these testimonies. So I think that it has been received with happiness and with a big enthusiasm. If you wish, I can announce that we are working on it, that like an exception for this year, we are going to celebrate another concert of three cultures, not on February, but in March. You may call it the seventh edition, or that like the sixth edition X, in the Cathedral of the Almudena. So we are preparing for that, and hopefully it will be a good, great concert that will do the good job there.
And our listeners can find out about that on your webpage.
Of course, yeah. Well, we are working on it, and I think in 2-3 weeks we'll have all the information published in our website. So I'm really inviting from here, and I'll be really waiting for all our friends, Jewish friends, Christian friends, Muslims, and all those who do not practice any kind of religion, to our concert, which will be held in Almudena Cathedral on March 21st, which is the first day of the spring. So see you there.
Thank you very much, Timur.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Pablo. You are Christian and you're representing the Buen Suceso Parish. Could you tell us a little bit about your own background and about the parish?
This is a parish in the center of Madrid. It's a parish with a few groups, groups with young people, a group with people who is married, groups of children. It's a parish who works very good with some activities, and it's open mind, no?
Open-minded.
Yes, because also the priests are young, and we do some activities with other parishes, with the Central Madrid Church, with another confessions and other religions, like this activity, this concert.
There are many, many churches in Madrid.
Yes.
How did your parish happen to become involved in this project?
Because our priest is a priest who have too much contacts. He's a man with a very good charisma, very good personality, and he know people from different ways. He have contacts, and he want to involve us, the young people from the parish, with these activities.
Has this parish been involved with this kind of activity previously, or is this the first time?
Sincerely, I don't know, but the parish, as one success of parish, I don't know, but I know that different members of the congregation come as me by our own to these activities.
Are other people from the congregation involved specifically in this activity?
Yes, for example, me. Since 2 years ago, I go to this kind of encounters. And other people, now I saw 2 or 3 people from the parish.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I recommend the young people come to these encounters, to these concert activities, to work together and make another projects for build a good community with Muslims, Jews, and other people from different religions.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Eli. Can you tell us a little bit about the role that Bet-El, which is the conservative Jewish community here in Madrid, has played in the organization of this concert and of any other activities this week?
Thank you. So Bet-El actively is involved in interfaith activities because it's looking forward to promote understanding and being respectful with each other, with one another. So Bet-El has helped organize this event and many others, such as lunch and dinner during the Ramadan and other youth activities to promote dialogue.
I had no idea about that. Can you go into that a little bit further? Can you give us some other examples?
So basically what I was talking about, during the Ramadan every year, Bet-El has played an active role going to a dinner to break the fast of the day. And I went during the last 2 years, and other people representing the Jewish community or Bet-El go and talk with other Muslims and Christians, and sometimes representatives from the local government or even other institutions come and talk. So we have the opportunity to chat and deal with our differences. That is the only thing that unites us.
Have you been involved in any of the other activities this particular week?
This week I've only been able to be here in the concert, unfortunately, but I really enjoyed it.
I mean Bet-El.
Bet-El, well, my father has been involved. I'm not sure exactly what he's been doing, but I know with Tamir he's been participating in the activities.
So if anybody is interested in learning more about Bet-El's activities, I'll just direct them to your webpage.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Diego. Could you first tell us a little bit about your own background, where you're from, where you learned music?
Yeah, I'm from Valencia, from the east coast in Spain. And I was beginning in music as a lot of friends of mine with rock music and something like that, playing drum set and playing in a rock bands and something like that when I was too young, maybe 25 years ago. And then afterwards, we was interested for other kind of music from traditions from the Mediterranean area and North Africa and something like that, because we was thinking that this is the truth in the music, and we was spending time study that kind of instruments and music from Turkey, from Grecia, Oriental, Middle Eastern instruments and something like that.
Did you travel a lot?
Yes, not a lot, but a little bit, in order to meet with teachers who can give to me new vision in percussion in my area, in the music. And I was in Greece studying music, in Morocco, and in Turkey, and in seminars in Germany too, in France, seminars with that kind of music.
You also construct your own instruments. Can you tell us about them? Are they original instruments? Are they reproductions of traditional instruments?
Yeah, I make at home instruments from Turkey and Grecia. It calls frame drum. In the world of the frame drum instruments, there are many, many different styles, type, sizes, or finishes. And yes, I'm working at home, and I give for the musicians that love that kind of music too.
How did you get involved with World Interfaith Harmony Week, and have you played in these concerts before?
It's my first time in that festival of music, but the friend of mine in that band, Alex and Renzo, they was in other bands that were played here in that festival. For me, it's the first time. And with all of them, I play in many different projects. But for me, it's the first time in that festival.
Can you tell us a little bit about the group itself? How did you happen to get together? Because they're from so many different places and they play so many different instruments. How did you meet each other and how did you become a group?
We know each other, all of us, in a many different bands. And for today, it's a new band, absolutely new. For example, the guy from Iran who plays Ney is my first time that I meet him. And then we travel from our cities in order to, in that case, to Madrid, in order to rehearse our songs. And mostly all of the songs is in traditional way. And then we know a little bit that kind of style to play music, to compose music and something like that. And then sometimes it's a difficult stuff to meet and rehearsal a lot of time. But bueno, we can arrange our concerts because we love that kind of music, and then we can find time to meet and rehearse.
Do you have any plans for the immediate future?
Yeah, we are so happy with the result of that concert today and with that sextet. For the singer, is called Julia Badenes. It's her first time in that band, but tonight we can enjoy a lot his way to sing, and then it's probably we can make more concerts in the future for sure, because we are very lucky to meet with that kind of music. We are so happy with the result of tonight.
Thank you very much. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.